AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Another day of losses on Wall Street.
10 minutes into the trading day, the Dow Industrials were up 3%, about 400 points. Blue chips maintained a triple-digit gain until the last half hour when prices moved dramatically lower. The Dow closed down another 1.3%, 205 points.
I'm not sure that this is a one-day process. This may, in fact, take several days or maybe even a couple of weeks to play out.
Art Cashin, who directs floor operations at UBS, says at least volume was lower, suggesting more traders are taking a wait-and-see attitude. The S&P 500 slid 1.3%. The NASDAQ composite fell 0.4. Warren Levinson, New York.
Despite the volatility on Wall Street, economist Diane Swonk still thinks Fed policymakers will raise interest rates before the end of the year.
If market conditions are amenable to it and economic conditions can hang in there enough through the end of the year, we'll get lift off at the end of the year, but then a pause. And it's still dicey on December.
Donald Trump is getting ready to address a rally in Dubuque, Iowa. In the meantime, it's round two between him and Fox News.
It looks like when Donald Trump buried the hatchet with Fox, he left the handle sticking out of the ground. He has picked up his favorite weapon, harsh words in this case, and gone after the network and popular host Megyn Kelly again. Kelly is just back from vacation, and Trump has lit into her again on Twitter, saying that she must have had a terrible time off because she was really off her game during her first night back. Fox News chief Roger Ailes says Trump owes Kelly an apology, and Ailes says the latest salvo from the GOP presidential candidate toward his employee is as unacceptable as it is disturbing. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the state of Mississippi from carrying out executions. Questions about drugs used in lethal injections are behind the decision. This is AP Radio News. New home sales are up.
Buyers are crowding into the housing market, backed by solid job growth over the past 2 years and relatively low mortgage rates. Sales of new homes jumped more than 21% through the first half of 2015. New home sales rose 5.4% last month alone. But supplies of new and existing homes have been tight, pushing up prices and limiting choices for would-be buyers. I'm Rita Foley.
A prosecutor says she plans to pursue charges against a 14-year-old boy taken into custody in what authorities say was a hostage-taking episode this afternoon at a West Virginia high school. State police say the teen had a gun and held several students and a teacher in a high school classroom in Philippi before he let them go and eventually was taken into custody. No injuries reported. Officials say the school was evacuated. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Want consistent color for every job? Mylowe's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day delivery.